did you start them? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just need a cue that I can start before... Hallelujah. Oh, come all you faithful. Yes, Lord. Thank you. give him all the glory. We'll give him all
the glory. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory in Christ the Lord.
We'll give him all.
We'll give him all the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, we sing. Oh, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Together, silent night.
Silent night. Holy night.
Oh, all is calm.
All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child. Holy. So tender. And
We praise his name.
Praise his name.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you. I can hardly hear myself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give another hallelujah shout. What was that? Let's give another hallelujah shout. Amen. Praise God. Merry Christmas, everybody. Praise the Lord. Well, we all made it. Do you realize we all went through the COVID season for 3 years and we made it? Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. Nobody's wearing masks here this morning, so praise the Lord. The past few Christmases, we all covered our noses, so praise the Lord. Shout one more hallelujah. Amen. Well, God dear everyone. It's good to see you all. And I think children are staying this morning. So you're going to go out? All right. Well, I thought it's Christmas, they should stay in the service. So maybe next year, Christmas, they should be in the service. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God forevermore. Well, let us pray for our children, and then they can go to their classes. Remember, they have a program at the end of the service. So don't run home. Stay and support them. All right. Praise God. Those of you who are seated, stretch your hands towards them and let us pray. Father, we thank you for all our beautiful children, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, and extended families all over the world. We bless them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every one of them. They belong to you. They are your property. They don't belong to the devil. Pray for all our teachers, that you anoint them to teach these children. They know the way of the Lord and walk with him. Father, we bless you that all these children will be children who love God, serve God all the days of their lives. They will not compromise who Jesus is, but they will be with him forever. We bless them in Jesus' name, divine health, divine peace. And Lord, put your agape love in your heart. Every wickedness be removed from their heart. In the name of Jesus. Pray for the parents, for the anointing to raise them in the fear of the Lord. Teach them the way they should go, that they will never depart from the faith. We bless every family today, from age 120 plus to zero form, seed form, those in the womb, and those walking the earth. Every decade of life, we declare you are blessed and highly favored. The hand of the Lord is upon you. We speak divine health, divine wealth, divine peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, children. See you later. You all look so good. Praise the Lord. Later. Who's the Christmas baby again? Is it Emmanuel? Emmanuel, come here, baby. Hey. We got a Christmas baby. Our Ashley, my daughter, almost made Christmas baby, but praise the Lord. We bless him. Just stretch your hand and say, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Amen. And all those of you who have December birthday, including Ashley, we bless every one of you. Happy blessed birthday to all of you. Amen. Bless you. You look so cute with your suit. They're growing so fast. Praise the Lord. And his name is Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. All right. Spirit of the living God. Children, go out quietly. We're still in prayer. Praise the Lord. All right. Teachers, start teaching them how to be quiet when they're leaving the service. Praise the Lord. Let us continue to honor our living God. You can stand. I think some of you are already seated. Let's stand. You're going to sit for a long time in the service. Hallelujah. If you can't stand, then sit. Some people, they've been busy cooking, cleaning, doing whatever, and their legs are tired. But if you can stand, just stand. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, O God. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into this service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, we welcome you into our hearts, to the service, to our families, homes, cities, nations, into everything that you have given to us. Have your way in our lives. Let our hearts be drawn to you always and follow the path you have created for us. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the service today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, you can take a seat break. Normally, I'll tell you to stand, sit. So let's go to the word. We just read a little bit more today. I think I read Matthew to you the last time, so we'll read it again today. Matthew 1, start reading from verse 18. I read that to you last Sunday. We'll read it again. You can read also Luke 2 at your own time. So read the whole chapter 1 of Matthew, chapter 2, and Luke chapter 1 and Luke 2 at your time at home. We already read all the prophecies that led to this time of the birth of Jesus. We read it in Genesis till Shiloh comes. Praise the Lord, right? We read it that the seed of the woman right from the beginning. God promised the seed and the seed came. Praise the Lord. It's no longer a seed. It's no longer a baby. It's no longer a boy. It's no longer a teenager. It's no longer a young adult. He's the King of glory. Hallelujah. He rules and reigns forever. He's forever making intercession for us. Praise the Lord. He's the mediator between us and God. Hallelujah. When we blow it, you say, Father, have mercy on them. Look at me. Don't look at them. Praise the Lord. So we are in him. Hallelujah. He hides us in himself. So instead of us being taken out, the Father sees him and says, I'm well pleased with my son. So God becomes well pleased with you and I. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, but nevertheless, Jesus said we should remember him. So we remember him and we rehash all these stories. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody should be in Luke 1, 18. Micah prophesied him. Hallelujah. And Genesis says, till Shiloh come, he came. And Micah prophesied where he'll be born. Isaiah prophesied. And we are now talking about the living Savior, who is going to come back again. Verse 18 of Matthew 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. I think I read this last week, so we're just reading it again. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, are you reading? Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. That's something we all have to learn. Instead of embarrassing and disgracing people, let us learn to just learn to ponder and be patient. Say, Lord, Teach me how to ponder and how to be patient and not embarrass people. Say amen. It's a good quality to have. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. He is thinking of these things. Hallelujah. Why you think, God knows your thought. Amen. And he's going to show up and help you in the right path. Say, Lord, show up in my dreams and help me in the right path. Say amen. All right. 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So every time we call his name Jesus, we are saying, save us from our sins. Amen. May he save all your family members. And save you too. Say, save me and my family members. Going to church doesn't make you saved. So do surrender of your heart to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus said the day is coming, he's going to say, get away from me. I know you not. May you never have that rejection. May you be part of him forevermore. Say amen. Okay, let's read a little bit more. Now this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That's what we sang this morning. God is with us. Somebody say, God is with me. Verse 24, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What he saw in the dream and what he was told is what he did. May you have hearing ears this morning. Rise with me, let us pray. May you have hearing ears. Father, I pray, O God, that we will have seeing eyes and hearing ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in the name of Jesus. And when you say to us, may we obey what you tell us and do exactly what you have asked us to do, nothing more, nothing less, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, O God, that as we are close, this year is coming close to an end, that we will step into the new realm with seeing eyes, hearing ears. Your word says, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Father, that this will happen, that there will be holy visitation, that there will be a touching and a turning around of our hearts towards you. In the name of Jesus, that the things that held us bound will be broken off. Every limitation broken off. Spiritual limitation broken off. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Ghost, like a mighty hammer, shatter everything that does not belong to pieces. In the name of Jesus, and let there be a rebuilding of our spirit, spirit, soul, and body. In the mighty name of Jesus, where we surrender to your will. Do things the way that it pleases you. Not because of eye service, but because you who know our thought before we think it and when we think it, and when you can appear to us, Lord, we take correction and do that which you have asked us to. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Father, I pray now, God, for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace to the nation of Israel. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Fulfill your promises to your people, Lord. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. All families on earth have been named by you, our Heavenly Father. So we thank you that our families have been named by you. May our name never be removed from the book of life. May we remain in that book where you have written us and named us by. in the mighty name of Jesus. Savior, Savior. Can you call his name Jesus? Jesus, Jesus. Save every extended family members. Save all our entire household. In the name of Jesus. Just like you never allowed Noah to leave his children outside the ark, may we and our children enter, complete our entire families. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say we are strong, we are bold, we are blessed, we are healthy, we are whole, we are the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. No feeble among us, no weak among us, no poor among us, no useless one among us. Everyone is useful in your kingdom. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your total provision, and thank you, God, for divine health. We receive all your goodness. Be in the service this morning. Continue to have your way. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and all our thanksgiving offering. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to see you all this wonderful Christmas. Today is like any other day. The sun rose this morning. You woke up just like you wake up every day. And it's just like any other day. But it's a day with a difference. Because it's a new day. And for every new day, there are benefits. With every new day, God reveals something new and fresh. And so while it's like every other day, it's a different day. And the difference many times will be determined not because of what God has done or has already done, but how you receive that day. The Bible tells us that Jesus was born at night. I wonder why. But it also says to us that while the shepherds were watching over their flock at night, the angels came and it was light, the glory of God was in that night. The message is this. Jesus was born at night because night is a dark time. But because he was born at night, he also brought glory to turn your darkness into light. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. It was just like every other day. Shepherds were watching. But it was a day with a difference. Because something unexpected. Somebody say unexpected. Unexpected. Say it again, unexpected. Unexpected. That means you were not expecting it. But because you were not expecting it doesn't mean that it will not happen. Unexpected. Surprise. It is dark. It's just like every other day. But today is a new day because glory has come down. Somebody shout hallelujah. God makes a difference. even in what seems to be normal, because he's a surprise maker. The God who brings to you what you were not expecting and causes your life to be turned around forever. Shepherds, watching, doing their due diligence. But God brought something different to their lives. Shepherds watching the flock by night, and now they hear a message that was absolutely different from anything they expected. Unto you this day is born in the city of David the Son of God, the Savior. And this is going to be the sign: you're going to find him in a manger. This is a good news. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. We're just shepherds. What are you talking about? It's not your profession. It's that God chose to pick out a certain group of people to give them a message, to spread. Well, wouldn't it have been best to give the news to CNN and Fox News? Why shepherds? They just take care of little meh. Why shepherds? Because the one who is coming is the good shepherd. glory be to God. He is the good shepherd who wants us to recognize that when he leads us, we will lack nothing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The good shepherd who cares for his flock, takes ownership for them. These shepherds, were they hirelings or owners? I dare say they were owners, because hirelings don't care that much. But I don't know if you've considered this. They were watching the flock. They hear the word of the Lord, and they left everything. Oh, come on. Please consider it. They left what was their duty naturally to connect with something they had not seen yet, but believed. They believed the report. The question I need to ask myself today is, how much of the report of God do I believe? To live so I can cleave. We are so attached to natural things. Things that we will never leave the planet with. We are attached to our houses, attached to our cars, attached to our work, attached to whatever. And when God says, I want you to do this, we say, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But not these shepherds. They left. They came to where Jesus was. Interestingly enough, you've heard me say this before. God sent an angel, tells Mary that she's going to be pregnant with a child of God. And by the way, your cousin Elizabeth, that is known as the barren one, she's already 6 months pregnant. So she leaves. I hope you're still with me. I'm going all over the place, but I hope you're still with me. You know this story, right? So she leaves Nazareth, because that's where they lived. And she goes all the way to where Elizabeth was. And the interesting thing about that is that all these months, while Elizabeth was hidden, she was almost like she was in her own bed rest because she couldn't feel the child. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, she can't feel the child. The child is not kicking. It's not moving. But she heard. The husband came and confirmed. He says, you're going to be pregnant. And here comes Mary. And as soon as she sees Mary, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon her. Somebody shout hallelujah. And the child within her got energized and ticked. Wow, that was an amazing kick. The child leaped within her womb. Let that which seems to be dead in you leap with joy because they behold the Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every promise that God has given to you that seems to be dead, let it come alive. And the Bible says that Mary hung around with her for 3 months. 3 months. The angel says, Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. Elizabeth, for 5 months, have been in hiding, the Bible says. She hid herself. And this change is taking place. You will think that Mary that has come and spent 3 months, now it is time for the child to be born. Mary will wait to see the child. How many of you will think that way? Or am I the only one who thinks that way? 3 months, come on. Even another week, you will see the child, and you can hold that child and say, wow, baby, you're here. No, she leaves. Why? Why? Why does she leave? Because you see, when God has finished the work, he moves on. Oh, I don't know if you heard. God, Jesus, is 3 months. It's time to go. The job has been finished. And I want you to understand this, that there are times in your life and in my life where it seems like God is not there. The time that you needed him the most, he's not there. The time that Elizabeth maybe might have needed Mary the most, she leaves. Doesn't sound right. But in the economy of God, it is the perfect time. Because everything that you do in God, you must do in faith. Mary left knowing that this child is going to be born. There's no problem. Are you with me? And when you don't feel God, when you've been feeling him, when you don't have the support, when you've been having it, that does not mean that you're going under. It means that God thinks, we're done with the scaffolding. The building is complete. Scaffold down. Structure is complete. Are you with me? May you come to that place where you recognize the goodness of God when it seems that he's not there, in recognizing that God has finished what he started. He's not a man that lies. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Now back to the shepherds. They left everything to connect with the voice of God. And they get there. And there is Jesus wrapped up in swaddling clothes. Why? What is a manger? A manger is a feeding trough. That's where the sheep went to eat. Why is Jesus there? Well, because Jesus is the bread of life. Hallelujah. And if you want to know salvation, because that same Jesus is the one who saves his people from their sins. If you want to know eternal life, you got to go to that manger and eat the bread of life. And where is this manger anyway? It's in the town of David, the city of David called Bethlehem. What does Bethlehem stand for? Beth, house, Lehem, bread. The house of bread. Where do you expect the bread of life to be? At the house of bread. At the bakery. But this is the shepherd's place. Oh, yes. Because God can chew gum and walk at the same time. He's the bread of life, born in a manger, but he is where the sheep feed. What sheep? The sheep that have been raised for sacrifice in Jerusalem. This is where they brought all of that sheep. The sheep that were here were meant for sacrifice. But who is Jesus? He's the one meant for the sacrifice for our sins. God's way of thinking. Ah, incredible. There is another thing in the story of Christmas that is just a story. Every dot, every comma, every word has a reason and a placement, and it connects back to you and to me. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, back to Elizabeth. Mary is told, Elizabeth is going to have a child. She goes there. She confirms. She comes home. She's home for a few months. And then a Caesar decides that everybody needs to be counted. And everybody needs to go back to their hometown. Huh? Okay. So they leave Nazareth and they go 150 something kilometers. Pregnant. 9 months. Pregnant. And they come in through this long journey. From Nazareth up to Jerusalem. Because everything in Israel goes up to Jerusalem. Are you with me? You sure? They're going up Jerusalem. They're not going downhill. They're going uphill to Jerusalem. That makes it even difficult. More difficult. But why would God want it to be difficult for them? Good question. But they go on. They arrive in Bethlehem, which is about 5 kilometers from Jerusalem. And they get there, and lo and behold, not a family member has room for them. No hotel rooms, no hospital, nothing. Well, God had 9 months at least. I'm good enough to make sure that we've got a doctor, a nurse, a midwife, or whatever, a place for our child to be born. But God, who had thousands of years, not just one, not just two, not just three, at least 4,000, because he told Adam and Eve, the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent. So he has at least 4,000 years to prepare. Stop blaming the innkeeper. Why didn't God find a place, at least one room, somewhere? Somebody, you know, was coming to take the room. They booked the room and they were coming. They dropped dead and Mary had the place. No such story. They get there. No room, 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 no room. Maybe you should try over there. Well, the fact that they did not have a room was not by accident, but by design. There are times you're going to go through difficult experiences and want to complain and gripe and everything else. Stop and ask this question. God, where are you in this? What do you have on your mind? Rather than complaining and cursing out the innkeeper and saying, you hard-hearted, wicked man, look at you. You have eaten so much sheep and everything. Look at you. My wife is pregnant. What is your problem? She needs to have space to have a baby. Give her your room. No such thing. Everybody is shut out. Listen, please hear me. There are times in your life when people you expect to do the right thing that is favorable to you, don't do it. Don't fall apart. God is at work. Did you hear what I said? God is at work. He knows. Before you pray a prayer, He knows. Before you think the thought, He knew it. His problem is not time. God is beyond time. His problem is not a lack of power. He's all powerful. His problem is not a problem of absence. He's everywhere present. His problem is not a problem of ignorance. He is all-knowing. So when the all-knowing, everywhere present, all-powerful God seems like He has gone on vacation, think a new thought. He must have a better plan or something else that He's trying to accomplish that is greater than what I am considering right now. Why is there no room for Him in the inn? Because He needs to be in the manger. But the manger is not a nice place. Stinky. Yeah, that's where we were all, every one of us. We're a whole bunch of animals without God. And God had to meet us where we were. Meh. God had to connect with me. Not where I wish I should be, but where I am. So that He can take me to where I should be. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is not a thing in your life that is out of place. Let me say that again. There is not a thing in your life that is out of place. I'll say it a third time. There is not a thing in your life that's out of place. Because God can connect with you in that out of place place and place you where you should be. Amen? The factor is listening to Him and being willing to leave that which is mundane, that which you're used to step into a realm that is new and fresh, that you have nothing to connect with because it has never happened before. Virgins don't give birth to babies. But it was going to happen. Hallelujah. This is going to happen. This is God's will. This is the turnaround story that God had ordained even before the foundations of the earth. Your life, my life, sometimes may not make sense. But the one who was born at night was born at night because He wants to take those that are in darkness out of darkness and bring them to the marvelous light of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says in Luke 1 and verse 37, that there are no impossibilities for those that believe in God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. This is part of the story of Christmas. With God nothing shall be impossible. Say it with me. With God nothing shall be impossible. Say it one more time. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, nothing is impossible with God. God knows no impossibilities, but that's not all God is talking about. God is saying to you and I that when you have Him with you, nothing shall be impossible for you. Oh, that's a totally different take. Because the Bible says in Luke 1 and verse 45, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." There will be a performance. A performance of what? That I'm a virgin, and I'm not going to know a man, but I'm going to be pregnant. Yes, there'll be a performance. Of what? That the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And the presence of the Most High shall overshadow you. And that holy thing that is found in you is going to be called the Son of God. My prayer is that God will, by His Holy Spirit, rest upon us, abide in us, that He will overshadow us and speak a new word. Amen? Amen. May I say to you that whatever the Spirit of God has not covered, no words will be made manifest. Don't lose that point. If the Spirit of God, have that as something in your life. If the Spirit of God has not covered me, or whoever it is that is speaking to me, no words from their mouth or from my mouth or any mouth will prosper. Because it takes the Spirit of God to overshadow the earth, and then God spoke and said, "Let there be." Is that not so? Before anything happens, there must be the presence of the Spirit first. That's why I must not be afraid of somebody swearing and cursing at me. Because I already know they are not moving by the Spirit of God. Therefore, their words shall not prosper. Amen? It is just going to bounce back at them. Praise God. Because that's not my portion. Somebody listening? What is my portion is that which is birthed out of the Spirit of God. And the first thing God's Spirit declares, "Let there be light." When Jesus came into that dark world, glory filled the place. It was bright, like daylight. Your dark days are over in Jesus' name. I say your dark days are over in Jesus' name. I say your dark days are over in Jesus' mighty name. Let the glory of God shine all around you, that the Lord God may be magnified. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why did Jesus come? Luke 1 and verse 71. Luke 1 and 71. It says that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. That's why Jesus came. That we be saved from our enemies and all those that what? Hate us. Somebody hates you? Jesus came to save you from their hate. Somebody listening? That we should be saved from our what? Enemies. Oh, I have a frenemy. It doesn't matter. Whether it's enemy or frenemy. So what's a frenemy? That's a friend that's an enemy. A traitor. Jesus came to save you from your enemies. He came to perform the mercy promise to our fathers. Mercy. Hallelujah. Because your enemy sometimes might have something on you. But God says, mercy shall override. I came to remember my holy covenant that I would never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I made an oath, a commitment, save you from your enemies. Luke 1 and verse 74. He came that he will grant unto us that we being, present tense continuous, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. But you know what? Promises not embraced are promises that will not be manifested. This is a promise. God has called us to serve him without what? Fear. Fear of retribution, fear of persecution, fear of whatever. He came to make sure that we are able to serve him without fear. Now, there are people all around the world that are going through difficult experiences of persecution. There are believers that are being killed right this very moment. There are people who are being forced to deny Christ. But the Word of God says that we being, present tense, continuous, out of the hand of our enemies, that God is able to deliver us from the hand of our enemies. If he delivers you from the hand of your enemies, you must have been in the hand of your enemies. Sometimes God does not deliver you before. Just like he could have kept the Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace. But he didn't. The fire was heated up even hotter, and he still didn't. People that threw them in get burnt up and charred up, cremated alive. And there they were, inside the fire. Someone say, inside the fire. That means the fire was burning, but they were not consumed. Sometimes God will not deliver you from it by keeping you from it, but will deliver you in spite of it. Hallelujah. So people are looking at you, why aren't you dead yet? Why aren't you bankrupt yet? Why aren't you whatever? And there you are in the midst of it, just trucking on. Why? He delivered you out of the hand of your enemies, so that you can boldly say, he is my Lord and my God. In him I trust. What can man do unto me? Nada. So, Pastor, what are you saying to us this morning? I'm saying it is not the absence of problems that makes you a strong believer. It is in spite of it. He's your peace. Hallelujah. Daniel was not kept from the lion's den. He was kept in spite of it. The lions experienced lockjaw after being so hungry for so many days, starving. There is Daniel. They should eat him up. But no, they can't touch this one. Can't touch me. I mean, the problem is not in me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me begin to wrap up real quickly here. Verse 79. He came to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Hallelujah. He came to give light to them that what? Sit in darkness. If you're sitting in darkness, he's come to give you light. And the word of God says, and in the shadow of death, in the shadow of death, in other words, death is just looking at you and wants to grab you, and you are in the shadows of death. But you cannot have shadows without light. Somebody listening? So if there's a shadow, there is the light that is exposing whatever it is that you did not know was there. But what do you do when you see the great shadow of death? Remind yourself, the light is here. And where light is, darkness cannot comprehend it. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is our Emmanuel, God with us. But the Bible tells us that Jesus was born as a child. Why is he born as a child? Adam was not a child, was never a child. Are you with me? Adam was never a child. So why is Jesus born as a child? Melchizedek was not a child. Just showed up. Grown man. Why is Jesus a child? There are many reasons for why he is a child. Number one reason. Babies are not threatening. Babies are irresistible. And God came into our world to show us you don't need to be threatened. I'm this little chubby little baby. You can come close. Somebody listening? Don't be threatened. What else could it be why he came as a child? Children are non-judgmental. to just love. And God, coming as a baby, was saying, listen, I didn't come here to judge you. I came to give you my agape love. Just love you, period. I'm not threatening. You can come close. One of the reasons he came as a child was to relate with us. So what do you mean relate with us? Children are vulnerable, aren't they? They need somebody that takes care of them, protects them, because they're weak. And God came in that sense and said, listen, I can relate with you in your weakness, your need for help and support and protection. I know what you need. So I came as a baby to let you know I relate with you. I relate. We have a high priest who relates with us. And is not willing that any one of us should perish, but that we all come to repentance and receive the forgiveness of God. Amen? This morning, I've shared a lot of things with you. And I want to ask a very simple question. Is there someone here today, having heard the word of the Lord, say, you know what? I need to give my life to the Lord. I need to surrender my life to Him. Only God can keep me, protect me, enrich my life. And I want to surrender my life to Him this morning. I want to rededicate my life to Him this morning. I want to turn my life over to Him this morning. I want to say yes to God. I want His light to shine in my darkness and turn my darkness into day. I want to come to God because He's shown to me that I need not be threatened, that He loves me, unconditionally loves me. I want Him to be my shepherd. Causes me to lack nothing. I want to surrender my life to Him this morning. If that's you, just raise your hand if there's anyone like that. Anyone who's not done that before. Well, praise the Lord. I see a hand in the back. Anyone else? Just raise it until I acknowledge you. Well, praise the Lord. Pray this prayer with me, everyone. Lord Jesus, I turn my life over to you. I acknowledge you as my Lord and my Savior. May my life testify of your goodness now and always, in Jesus' name. May your resurrection life empower me now to live in newness of life. I am a new person, a new creature. The old is passed away, and all things are now new in my life. I obey your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our tithes and our offerings. I want you to give a very special offering today to honor God. During this very special time of Christmas, so many people spend so much to get some nice, good turkey, chicken, beef. If you're African, lamb or goat. If you're native, maybe, you know, some deer meat and whatever it is that you cherish as specialty. We spend much in buying gifts and giving all kinds of stuff. And too many people forget to honor God with their very best. Well, it's not your birthday. It is His birthday. Why don't we give to the Lord a befitting gift as an expression of thanksgiving to Him? Something not normal, something new. Honor God. Praise the Lord. In just a moment, our little ones are going to come and they're going to lead us in a very special expression of thanksgiving and celebration of the goodness of the Lord. But before they do come, I want to remind you that this is the last Sunday of the month. And during the last Sunday of the month, we bring to God a special offering. When this missions video is played, if you need an extra envelope, the ushers will bring one to you. And the target of this particular offering is for missions, for souls. We have a great project coming up this March and others before March. But March for a particular point of reference, I'm not going to mention the nation. But it's a nation that is Islamic, and we are going to go there, and we're going to have, well, I'm not going to call it a crusade, I'm going to call it a New Life Festival. Hallelujah. A New Life Festival, so that people can come into newness of life. We did a meeting like that a few months back, and 13,000 plus people got saved. Almost 9,000 people testified of one kind of healing miracle or the other. And we're going there to be there live, in person, not via Zoom. Now, every month we do a Zoom crusade in this particular nation, going from one rural community to the other. And every month, hundreds of people are getting saved and getting healed. Every month. Amen? Every month. For 3 years. Every month. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go there for the first time in person. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I want you to invest in souls. Everything we're doing here is about souls. Hallelujah. I'm not here because I want to show off my nice outfit. It looks good too. But it's about souls. I'll do anything for souls, because Jesus did everything for me. So I want you to come at this time and honor God with a special offering. I forgot to get mine ready. I gave my main offering already. Just come and honor God.
When you give for missions, you are giving for souls. Be generous this Christmas day. Think of the souls you can change with your seed.
Praise the Lord. Awesome. The young ones are ready to go. And would Mama come? Let's do communion. When you give for missions, just mark it as missions so that those that are counting can separate it for that specific purpose. Does everyone have their communion element? If you don't have communion elements, just raise your hand and you'll be served. I see some hands to the right. Please come. There are people over here. Need to be served. It's two there. Okay, they're going to get some more. They're going to get some more. Ushers, please. Oh, there's some up here.
How many people don't have? Just come quickly and grab some.
If you don't have, come.
Come
just
here.
Come to me.
So we don't keep waiting.
So we don't have to wait long. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. The ushers are coming now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ushers. Oh. Okay, just wait. I have two more. Okay, usher, there's somebody right there in the back. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you don't have. Okay. Praise God. This is the body of the Lord. The Bible says that Jesus Christ died, the godly for the ungodly. As we take of this body and we eat, we are taking on the very essence of His goodness and are being transformed into newness of life. Take and eat and receive your healing and miracles in Jesus' name.
This is called the cup of blessing. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
It's my Savior.
It's my Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
It's my Emmanuel.
It's my Emmanuel.
He is with me.
He is with me.
Not sometimes.
Not sometimes.
All the time.
All the time.
His Spirit.
His Spirit.
Hovers around me.
Hovers around me.
His Spirit.
His Spirit.
Is in me.
Is in me.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Praise God. Amen.
Zoom.
We'll do Zoom later.
No, because
we have to. They can watch. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, announcements are going to be